We've reported on unsuccessful efforts to unionize Amazon workers, but workers at the Google office in Pittsburgh are believed to be the first white-collar employees to organize at a major tech firm. And a year and a half later, they're still working without a contract. Well, now legislation under consideration in the U.S. Senate could change that. Anlie Herring from member station WESA tells us why.
The union members work at Google's office in Pittsburgh, but they're technically not Google workers. They're employed by a contractor called HCL America. They work on the Google shopping platform alongside permanent Google employees, but data analyst Gabrielle Norton Moore says she and other HCL workers voted to join a union in 2019 because, compared to those Google employees, they were being treated unfairly.
Like, normally, if you have seniority, you'll be getting benefits. Like, you would be getting maybe more vacation days or a bigger raise, just something. And they, like, don't even remotely offer that.
Ben Gwynn, another data analyst, says workers voted to affiliate with the United Steelworkers Union by a 2-to-1 margin. But a year and a half later, not much else has happened. The union doesn't have a contract, and Gwynn says HCL is slow-walking negotiations.
They're not willing to meet more than twice a month. It's insulting. It just feels, you know, like a complete joke that they're not taking the process seriously.
The National Labor Relations Board, which handles complaints about unfair labor practices, charged HCL with failing to bargain in good faith. HCL denied the board's allegations and told WESA it takes employees' concerns seriously and has, quote, engaged in honest and meaningful negotiations. HCL workers don't have much recourse under current labor law. But federal legislation called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, also known as the PRO Act, would change that. For example, it would require employers to negotiate first contracts in a timely manner. And companies could be deemed joint employers when they contract out work. In Pittsburgh, that means that Google could be forced to come to the negotiating table. Celine McNicholas of the Pro-Union Economic Policy Institute says the PRO Act gives workers more leverage.
If you have any kind of influence over the way in which this workforce operates, you're going to be compelled to bargain with them so that workers are not trying to chase down, different employers in a complicated contracting system.
The U.S. House passed the PRO Act in March. Its chances in the closely divided Senate are less certain, but got a recent boost when West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said he'll co-sponsor the bill.
50% of unions fell in their first year of organizing. This legislation will level the playing field.
Republicans disagree, and Sean Redmond of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is with them. He says the policy would give workers too much power.
At the end of the day, some of this stuff really does impact the bottom line and can frustrate growth, or at least slow it down. And that's been the experience of many employers.
University of Pittsburgh law professor Mike Madison says during the days when steel ruled Pittsburgh, we're talking the 1940s through the 70s, unions here had a lot of sway and won high wages. But he says workers in today's modern service economy don't have that kind of power.
So one of the things that you're seeing in a place like Pittsburgh is a revival of interest in labor organizing as a way to recapture some of the equity associated with income distribution that used to be associated with steel.
Back at Pittsburgh's Google headquarters, union members employed by contractor HCL will have to keep waiting for an answer about their contract. They were supposed to have an NLRB hearing this month, but it's been postponed until at least June. For Here and Now, I'm Anlie Herring in Pittsburgh.